We're doing Tehillim, the 95th chapter, Tzadihei. Lechu neranina ladonai nariya letzu yishenu. Let us go together and give song, give praise before Hashem, and we will call out to the rock who is our salvation. Nekadema fanav betodah bizmirot nariya lo. We will greet him with thanks, we will call out loudly with songs before him. Ki el gadol Adonai umelech gadol al kol Elohim. For Hashem is great, he is great in his potency and his strength, and he is a great king over all forces, over all gods. However you want to understand, if Shlomo HaMelech is talking to, about the other idols, the idols versus God, or Shlomo HaMelech is talking about forces in the world, or Shlomo HaMelech is talking about angels. There's an understanding that says Umelech Gadol HaKol Elohim is a reference to all angels. God is the great king over all the angels. Asher biyado mechkerei haaretz v'toafot harim lo. That in Hashem's hands are the things that you don't see, that are mechkerei haaretz. You have to do research in order to find them on earth. V'toafot, and the great heights, harim, of the mountains, lo, belong to him. Be it the depths, mechkerei haaretz, the depths of the earth, the secrets of the earth, be it the great heights, they all belong to Hashem. They're all in Hashem's hands. They're all directly by him, and he's controlling all of it. Ashalo hayam vehu asahu v'yabeshet yadav yatzahu. That God has the sea, he formed it, he made it, and his hands fashioned the dry land. So David HaMelech is expanding about, or Moshe, depending who we understand, composed this verse, this chapter, is saying, let's go sing before Hashem with thanks, with song. He is so great. He has control the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains, the sea, the dry land. He made it all. Bo, come together. Bo, nishtachave v'nicha nivrecha lifnei Adonai oseinu. Come, let us get together and bow, lower ourselves, and we will. Nivrecha could mean to bend one's knee, Mershon Derech. And Nivrecha, that's the understanding here. We will bow before Hashem who has made us. Ki hu Eloheinu va'anachnu am mar'ito v'tzon yado hayom. For Hashem, he is our God. And we are his nation, we are his sheep, we're his flock, we're the sheep he takes by hand. Not with the stick where he knocks them this way and that way. Hayom, today, he would guide us directly, im bekolot ishma'u, if you only listen to him. He's telling us how to live our lives. The question is, do we want to listen? Al takshu levavchem kimriva kiyom masa bamidbar. So don't harden your hearts the way you did in the place called Meriva, where there were fights among the Jewish people. Kiyom masa bamidbar, like the day where you tested Hashem in the desert. So pashut pshat, it's mei Meriva, yeah. That's the pashut pshat, yeah. What? Well, there's room to discuss when did Moshe Rabbeinu compose these songs. Meaning Meriva was at the end of Moshe's life. So the simple understanding here is this is Masa u'Meriva. This is that place which is called Masa en Meriva. And that's the reference. But then you have to say Moshe composed this late in his life, depending on when the whole story of Masa u'Meriva happened. That's also unclear. Tov, Pasuk Tet. Asher nisuni avotecheim bechanuni gam ra'u faoli. That in those places, your forefathers, they tested me for nothing, and they saw my actions. They had seen how I saved them out of Mitzrayim. 40 shana akut bedo va'omar amtoei levav heim veheim lo yade'u derachai. For 40 years, akut, I was upset at that generation, and I said, amtoei levav heim. There are people that they, the Jewish people, are a people who err in their heart. They don't know my way. And therefore, in my anger, I swore lest they come to my temple mount. So the perek seems to end on a very angry note. So he says, don't you be like them. They tested me, and they saw what I did to them. 40 years I led them around the desert, because they were a nation of a heart that they kept erring, and they didn't know my way. And they're, huh? A time out, yeah. And therefore, I swore they're not coming to my Temple Mount. The question is this also connected to Hayomim Bekolot Tishmau? Hayomim Bekolot Tishmau, we understood if you listen to Hashem, then He's giving you guidance. There's a different understanding that if only you'd listen to Him, then today already He'd guide you. The reason you're going astray is because of them. So He warns, don't be a stiff heart like them. And the question is also, is this in contradistinction with the beginning of the chapter? The beginning of the chapter is, come, let's praise Hashem, let's sing to Hashem. And if you'd only go in His ways, things would go well. Don't be like them who didn't go in His ways. Does praise have to be with going in Hashem's ways? Meaning, are the two mutually exclusive? The Jewish people in the desert couldn't say, L'chun eranin al Hashem? Meaning, it seems like the chapter is giving us two alternatives. Come and praise Hashem.
Yes.
And go in Hashem's ways, and don't be stiff-hearted like them who did not go in Hashem's ways. Wait a second, we began by talking about praise, not going in Hashem's ways. At first glance, there seems to be room to discern between the beginning, let's praise Hashem because He controls everything, and then He says, don't be stiff-hearted. So maybe you want to connect it and say, well, if you'd only recognize that He runs everything, He's master of everything, then you'd go in His ways. Maybe, I hear, maybe. But we just saw, not that way, we saw in Mishlei, the Eved, you could convince him you're right, and it still doesn't get him to change his ways. So, I don't know. We saw in Mishlei that the slave,
yes,
even when you explain to him what he's doing is wrong, and he understands and he has no answer for you, that still doesn't convince him to change his ways. Simple logic won't get him to change his ways. And we said, we all have part of that slave within us. You could explain to us something's right, but that doesn't mean it's easy for us to change or we even want to change. We could understand that something else is right. That doesn't mean we want to go that route.
It's like this writer Chekhov, you know, he wrote that we should every day, drop by drop, press out from ourselves the slave.
Is that?